My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We are commercial free. We're going to have a ludicrous ticket giveaway during the hump day edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby, the great insider from the Cleveland Browns, Mary Kay Cabot, at 8, right after Chopping It Up at 7:40. It's a Meet Church Wednesday with Matt Pittman getting you ready for your tailgate, the first tailgate of the season, coming up at 8:20, and Nick Eatman in the final hour of the show. But Bob, let's put the referees on blast, who the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy will probably blame if things don't go right Sunday in Cleveland.
Yeah, look, I mean, that is a that's a long-standing proverb, is that, you know, when things don't go your way, look externally for who you can blame. And that's typically been the referees for, I think, fans, players, and coaches alike in recent years. And we've got our built-in excuse, baby.
All right.
Cleet Blakeman and his crew will be officiating Sunday's game between the Cowboys and the Browns. Not great. Not great. Dallas won both games with Blakeman last year. So why would it be an issue if they won with him both those times? What's the big deal? Well, they were at home. And if you're the home team, it's usually a good thing to have Cleet Blakeman. Home teams over the last 3 years across the NFL have won games 54% of the time. So that's regular season and playoffs since 2021 through 2023. 54% of the time the home team wins. When Cleet Blakeman is officiating the game, that jumps over the last 3 years to 63% of the time the home team wins. He is on the upper side, like upper half of the league in terms of flags thrown in the last couple of years. Seattle was one of the games he did last year for Dallas. You remember that was a game where I think each team had like 11 penalties. It was just one of those like, okay, y'all going to make it all about yourselves? So Cleet Blakeman is typically in favor of some home cooking, and that might just be what the Browns get. So that'll be the officiating crew that the Cowboys have in week one.
We have Cowboy Awards that people are either selecting or omitting them for this upcoming season.
Yep. NFL executives are predicting the award winners for 2024. This is another one of the Jeremy Fowler articles. I don't know that I've ever seen a Jeremy Fowler article that was not just, I crowdsourced some stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's good and he's got some connections, but like, it's all just, here's what other people are saying. MVP.
What these reporters, I think, do is, right, they have, it's like what Clarence is doing with Jerry, and it makes sense. You sit down for a 1 hour discussion and then you release your articles weeks at a time. Yeah. It's not just all one thing. So installment number one was GM Jerry. Installment number two was McCarthy. We'll see if he has anything left in the tank.
And you know where probably all these interviews took place, Sean?
Jerry's office?
No, I mean these ones that like Fowler does, for instance.
Combine.
Indy.
Combine, baby. Yeah. That's got to be the next angle.
We put in the call.
Indy's got to be the angle. MVP. Patrick Mahomes runs away with the executive vote. Talking about Xavier Worthy, who's there in the room, one NFC executive said he'll be even better next year. I think they have the speed to help Mahomes get his deep ball back. He and Kelsey seem very motivated by a three-peat and the pressure that comes with it. What they add here is, if you're looking for a good sleeper, this quote on Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott from that same NFC exec is intriguing. I think he's going to have an FU season, shut everybody up, and win an MVP. So there you go. You were trying to figure out yesterday, Chop, why are the odds so low on Dak Prescott.
18-1.
Why are you even given odds on Patrick Mahomes? Why are you allowed to get 5-1 on Mahomes? This NFC executive would agree on both those.
Look, I mean, obviously Mahomes is the favorite, and he's going to be the favorite basically every year of his career. But you know, giving him odds is that just doesn't make any sense. And then 18-1. Look, there are a couple of guys like if the Jets make the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers at 25-1 is a live bet. Like that's just the reality of
sure.
it, you know. And you know, if the Lions are the one seed or the Niners are the one seed, Purdy and Goff at 18-1, or Dak and the Cowboys are the one seed, those are all live. Like that's just the reality of it. The basically to win the MVP now, you got to be a quarterback on a very good team.
I think Dak will be as good roughly as he was last year. I don't think statistically it's going to look like that though. Like
it's going to be hard.
I think that there's going to be a lot of, hey, we're trying to salvage jobs here. Like, let's make sure we're not taking any unnecessary risks. Like, I don't think it's going to be this cutthroat, like,
what
pedal
do you
to
mean
the metal
by thing. That?
The coaching staff and the way they're calling these games. Like, I think it's going to be called
it's gonna be a more conservative game plan.
Yeah, overall for the course of the year. I think it'll look somewhere in between what it looked like in the first 5 weeks of the season last year when...
That's a hot take.
McCarthy got his way, and then the last... end of the season when Dak said, no, I'm taking over the offense and we're going to do what we're going
to
do.
Why would they go back to the first 5 weeks?
No, I think it falls in between that, between the first 5 weeks and what they were the rest of the year. I just don't think they're going to be nearly as prolific. The offensive line is going to have issues, pass protecting in all likelihood. That's going to have some growing pains. There's going to be a
run
lot
game.
Of just targeted. You're going to have Tolbert and Cooks and guys like that step up. I think they're going to run the ball more. So all of those are kind of factors there.
You think they're going to run the ball more
than they did last year, yeah. I do.
Oh.
NFL executives.
I need to put some of these on the wall here.
Yeah,
and I don't want Bobby twisting it in the wind when, well, I said this, but then I said that. I said it could be right in the middle.
No. I've got my bailout. If they overperform, be like, that's how good Dak is.
Yeah.
There's always an out, Sean. Come on. You got to understand that. Defensive player of the year. The winner of the executive vote was Micah Parsons.
That's right, baby. Not
yes,
TJ Watt.
Yes, indeed. Boy, we were recording last night. He was saying some stuff that might get you upset, Choppy. He's like, yeah, I think Parsons is going to be like a legitimate linebacker in the defense this year.
What?
Like he's going to rush a lot, but he's going to play a lot of linebacker is what brought us thought.
Okay, he plays linebacker as long as his
Mike Zimmer will be back on that beat sooner than we thought.
As long as he's rushing the passer.
As long as he gives us an exit interview. I thought this quote on Micah winning the DPOY was kind of funny from this executive. They say the whole Cowboys defense is built around him and they're going to move him all over the place to isolate matchups. And he's in a contract year of sorts. So the motivation will be there to really break out. And I guess the guy they're talking to, just all he means is Micah is their best player, or that's the guy that has kind of been the crux of it. But I don't know how anyone can claim that Zimmer has built the defense or the scheme around Micah, because we don't know what it looks like yet. And typically Zimmer's defenses are not built around one stud player, and I don't mean that in any sort of a critical way. Like, I think a lot of people go, well, obviously it's not built. There are a lot of defensive schemes that are built around what one player can do for you, and then everything funnels behind that. I think it's more about how does Micah fit into what I do rather than how does the defense fit into what we can do with Micah. And so I think making any assumption that, well, that the whole defense, it's built around him, just feels like a little flippant free talk, because I don't know that they know what they want to do with him totally.
Is that it?
Yes, that's the Cowboys on there.
NFL awards with the predictions from around the league. Yeah, so write down for Bobby, the Cowboys are going to rush it more than last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, more they will run the ball more than last year. Is that a total number? We got because this, you know, this guy
per game. I mean, they're going to play the same number of games. So yeah,
the Cowboys' approach will be semi-conservative.
I think those blend.
That fair?
Yeah. More conservative than last year.
More conservative last year, offensive line with pass pro issues.
Growing pains.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Probably better in the second half of the season than it is in the first.
All right, so there's everything. 877-881-1053. Normally, during Wednesdays, 8 o'clock, that is when we unveil the morning show power rankings. This morning, we have Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland to preview Browns Cowboys. So that means we hit the intro right now.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
It's finally time for ours. We've gone around the league. Bobby even compiled some around the country power rankings where the Cowboys belong and everyone else, 1 through 5, 5 through 1. Put them down on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line, as we will do every single week to hold each other accountable. On Sean and RJ, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. And I do have to say, I struggled mightily. When it came to three through five or four and five, I still don't have two or three of these teams written down for power rankings. And I also don't know whether to cheat. The way I'm considering cheating is to try to look good after week one, which would pick the opponent and look at the schedule versus the teams I just think are better right now versus having the better record after week one based upon who they're playing.
Yeah, it was a struggle to figure out how I wanted to do this because like
the Miami Dolphins for me are a team that always like come out of the gate fast. Tua's going to put up 400 yards.
It'll be 6-0.
They're
going to
score 40 points. Yeah. But they're playing Jacksonville, a little bit tough. I thought about Houston. Like in a grouping here, Houston has Indianapolis. That could be a nice jump out of the gate, depending on Richardson. So I didn't know how to approach it. Yeah. I think I'm just going to go ahead and pick the team that I just think overall is better, not cheat.
That's good.
Yeah, be honest. Yeah, it's not necessarily the best record or whatever. There's some respect thrown in here, too. There's some of last year thrown in here.
And I guess I should go last because yesterday after Carter Freeman put out the results of all of our fantasy football drafts, and I get it. I understand it. My team is very boring, very blasé. And Peyton Russell was getting a ton of props for his squad that he picked in fantasy.
Best draft I've ever had, 12-team league, and I somehow was able to get Mahomes in, I believe, the fifth round maybe.
Well, whoop-de-doo. Like, yeah, quarterbacks are going around there. You're not freaking Chris Ballard over here.
But if I got him in the fifth round, that means I went heavy talent-wise in the first four rounds. I went running backs my first three picks.
That just means we let you have him. We could all have had him. We just said we recognize and realize the depth of everything.
I mean, the depth of the quarterback position is wild.
And I don't know if you got the email. Carter said it's a $150 league this year. So
did he?
No, he didn't. Oh. I'm just saying that because I'm projected to win it. But
add to my takes, Chop. Peyton will finish below 500 in fantasy.
That's an easy take every year. He's that guy every year.
It's I'm marking this.
My boy Brian Goldberg. I love my team. Love him. And Peyton, have you made the playoffs like recently in the fan? And everyone's crapping on my team. I always make the playoffs. I'm always there. Sandler is a top dog.
I'm always there.
Always. Josh Clark, web guy. Carter does pretty well, but I'm always there. Usually a first or second round exit. I'm the Baltimore Ravens of fantasy.
I don't think I made the playoffs in any fantasy football since probably 04.
All right.
And I won it my first year playing. Won the whole league.
Because you had Fish as a co-manager.
No. This was like 04. Oh. I rode the backs of of Marshall Faulk and Amon Green, and then that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
I won fantasy the first year I played and never won it again. First year I played, it was around that time. It was Priest Holmes I had on my team the year he scored 28 touchdowns.
All right, let's go 1 through 5. Start off with numero uno. Do we all have Kansas City?
I have Kansas City. You know, I'm very disappointed in myself. I let you guys, talk me out of the Kansas. You bullied me out of. I had Kansas City 1 all year last year until about week 14.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you said, you know, you can't have them there. They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Or you said
week
something
to
like,
week. You did a projection of who's going to.
Yes.
And you're like, eventually it's going to be right. So I'm just going to keep them there.
So
that's why we busted.
They could be 0-16 this year, and I'm going to have them number one. I'm just letting you guys know they're going to be number one every single week. Regardless,
right, so we should just cancel the power rankings then. There's no point.
Well, no, because they're the best. We know they're the best. We know they're going to win the
Super Bowl. It's like Basketball Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah. So I got KC.
Kansas City, number one. Yeah, slam dunk.
I did not go Kansas City.
Whoa!
I went San Francisco.
Whoa!
This offseason, they got the Trent Williams stuff figured out. Brandon Ayuk, they brought him back. They still have Debo, Kittle. Another full season of McCaffrey if he isn't injured. You know, I mean, I really find it hard that anyone in the NFC is going to beat them this year. And Brock Purdy, like, look, you can hate him for his.
I mean, Detroit had them beat last year,
close, but you know, you got to win all. You got to beat him after four quarters.
Wow, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it goes. And so Brock Purdy, look, you can hate him because of his talent. I know it's not all there, but he gets the job done. So I have San Francisco 1.
All right, I like it.
UKC
early hot take. Kansas City 1. I'll just give it away. San Francisco 2 for me.
Okay, I have Detroit, too.
Oh,
my gosh. The amount of people picking Detroit.
And you're wearing Lions blue. You loving that Dan Campbell Applebee's commercial
I did like the commercial. I thought it was a little bit overrated. I think it was as funny as everybody said it was.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was funny. But it was just like, oh, my God, this guy is the next Tom Cruise. Yeah. Like, I don't think his acting chops are all that.
Yeah.
But the amount of people picking them to win the NFC this year is either going to be the obvious pick that everyone gets right or the pick that everyone looks back on and says they were just the chic pick that everybody took and they regret it. But 14 indoor games for one of the best indoor quarterbacks in the league is a good thing.
Yeah, San Francisco is number two for me. And you threw out the number earlier about what their record is with Trent Williams. There are some of those games there where Trent Williams came out early, or the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy came out early. Since Brock Purdy entered the game against Miami in 23, when Brock Purdy and Trent Williams both play at least 50% of the snaps, they are 22-2. One of the losses is the Super Bowl, and then another one was that Cleveland game where it was a last-second field goal. So, I mean, they are just basically inches away from being 24-0 with Trent Williams and Brock Purdy in the lineup together. And so San Francisco is the best challenge to Kansas City. They're number two.
And I have Kansas City would be 1B, but, yeah, number two for me for obvious reasons.
Number three for me is going to be, again, They're the best in the regular season, one of the best. I'm going to the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
I know what's going to happen in the postseason in terms of flaming out, but I know what they do during the regular season. Baltimore, number three.
It's like the Bristol bias. Here's your Maryland bias coming through for the Baltimore Ravens.
I have San Fran.
I hate the Ravens, by the way. I was a Redskin fan growing up, and I hated the Ravens.
That's politically incorrect.
It does pain me. Commanders.
Yeah. I have Guardians. San Fran number three. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to go Will Chambers here, but this placement is just out of respect. I think they have themselves a down year.
What's the Will Chambers mention?
On the board, they will miss the playoffs with 9-8 record. That's what Will Chambers says. I don't believe that's the case. I do think, though, they are 10-7, and they do not win the NFC West.
A lot of people down on San Francisco.
Yeah.
If you, just the preseason power rankings, of the five I looked at yesterday, only one of them had them number 2 in the power rankings. Everybody else had them CBS 3rd, Athletic 5th.
What?
SI 6th, Yahoo 3rd.
Why?
Don't know. So Detroit ended up ahead of San Francisco collectively there.
Their O-line is a little bit banged up.
Well, I think also, like, I don't know. I don't want to say the thing's crumbling, but, like, you know, the Ayuk situation dragged on. Just like CD did, and Dak, and the Trent Williams situation dragged
on. Maybe they'll be like, early rust.
But they've done that.
They
did it with Debo and Nick Bosa recently. Like, the same thing.
Their offseason was not all that dissimilar to ours from a dysfunctional with the contracts.
Yeah, I just look at San Francisco and I say that there's...
They're very good.
When you say whenever the quarterback's healthy, the Cowboys have been successful. Whenever San Francisco's been healthy with Kyle Shanahan, they win. And that's just been where it's at. I've got Detroit number three. That's the best challenger in the NFC right now. Offensive line is probably the best in the NFL. So give me the Lions at three.
I copied Sean here, number three. I picked the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not sold that, you know, it's their division to lose here, because I'm not sold on Cincinnati. Joe Burrow has to finish the whole year without being injured. Yeah. Jamar Chase, that contract situation, he could miss week one, you know, against the Patriots. So, you know, and then the Steelers are going to be the Steelers. They'll be 9-8, 8-9 around there. You know, so I don't know about the Browns this year. Defense is great, but I have Baltimore number three here.
Cincinnati is a pain in the ass to figure out. Mm-hmm. And I drafted Burrow with Tua as a backup.
Well.
But yeah, the Jamar Chase thing is injured. I'm going Lions 4 for me.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions 4, but I am struggling with 4 and 5 here. Lions 4.
I have Baltimore 4. I'm interested to see how the North shakes out with Cincinnati and Cleveland. Obviously, I don't think Pittsburgh's a threat at all. I saw somebody had Pittsburgh as the 9th best team in the league in the power rankings yesterday, which was just lunacy to me. But this is, I think, the Ravens' division to lose. I don't think there's a question about it.
I'm curious, when you said Detroit, you're struggling with 4 and 5, did that mean you were struggling with placement for Detroit, or you were struggling even putting them in the top 5?
No, a placement.
Okay, so you just couldn't figure out which order. I'm going Houston at number 4, adding Stephon Diggs. That defense has a lot of really good young playmakers that are going to be another year into this. And so Houston to me, Stroud, I think he's going to continue his ascent, and Houston's going to be a big-time player in the AFC.
I once again copied Sean. I saw his list, so I went Detroit number 4 here.
Beer pong champs.
Undefeated.
That's right.
You got the hands for it.
I wrote down his options. Miami, Buffalo has not even gotten a sniff in these conversations. Dallas, Philadelphia, Green Bay. But I am going to go with the armpit at 5.
Okay.
And the Houston Texans. So my 1 through 5, Kansas City, San Fran, Baltimore, Detroit, armpit.
I'm going with Cincy.
Ooh.
Not because I think the team is great. I just like
they Joe host Burrow, New England week one. Yeah,
Joe Burrow is that dude. As long as he can walk, he remains the only quarterback in the NFL that can beat Patrick Mahomes in a big moment. He's it. He's the only guy.
And I got him in round 8. What did you guys
say? Yeah, wow. I know. Look at that, Peyton. Yeah.
That means you picked 7 skill players. Did you pick 7 running backs before that? Because that's the only way it's good, according to Peyton.
So, yeah, that's it for me. It's just like, bro, he's the only one that can do it. He's the only one, I believe, in the whole league that can beat Mahomes.
Again, curious, why are you such a big believer on Burrow when you lean so heavily on QBR? And Burrow has historically been one of the lower QBR of the top guys.
Because QBR isn't the only one I lean on. I lean on DVOA and adjusted net yards per attempt. Yeah, you got to factor them all in.
Fair enough. Baltimore is number 5. I really didn't want to put them even in the top 5 just to kind of dig in, as Brian Broaddus would accuse me of doing. But Baltimore is just a very complete team, and I have too many questions about what is Cincinnati on the rebound. Is Green Bay going to continue the ascent? Baltimore's just the only one I feel comfortable with right now in the top 5.
This one I struggled with. I went back and forth with Philly and Houston, but ultimately I hate Philly this year, at least. So I went with Houston for number 5.
Man, my little protege, my protege.
Were you even considering Philly in the top 5?
Yeah, he listed them.
Yeah, I thought about it for a second.
W.I. Peyton over there.
I mean, Philly, Green Bay. I mean, that's going to be a fun one to start off Friday in Brazil. If Darius Slay can make it to the stadium.
I saw Slater just running the streets of Brazil on her Instagram story yesterday.
Also just like Uptown.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's in Brazil?
Yeah, she's covering the Philly game.
She'll come back with a boyfriend in Brazil. She's like, I want to make it work. We'll
boyfriend and pink eye.
A boyfriend and pink eye.
Isn't that where Costas got it? Was sure. It Brazil, right?
Who?
When Costas got pink eye during the Olympics? That was the Brazil Olympics, I think, where you got the pink guy for the poop water.
From swimming in the France River.
877-881-1053 to get in your first official power rankings of 2024 on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We are going to chop it up. Mary Kay Cabot previews Browns Cowboys after this.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Ludacris at the Windsor World Casino and Resort on October 11th. That's call number 10 at 877-881.
Get swung on.
Great giveaway. Thank you to the promo department. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on Twitch, YouTube, FanCam, Odyssey app, and the radio.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.